Hey, this is Malcolm D. Smith, and you are listening to the True You podcast, and I'm really excited to talk to you about today's topic, which is something called imposter syndrome. If you've never heard of imposter syndrome is where you are in a situation, but you don't feel like you're supposed to be there, and primarily it's because of the conversation that you are having with yourself inside your head. No one else can hear it, only you. But it's not doing you any good. So we're going to talk about that today. So a lot of people will say, I don't have any voices in my head. And we're not saying anyone's crazy, but if you think about it, you know, you may look at it as thinking. You're sitting there quiet, and if I were to stop talking for just a minute, you would hear that voice. It's that voice that's saying, why is it quiet? Why is he not saying anything? It's just you're constantly talking, and if you pay attention to it, it's always talking to you nonstop. It's probably talking to us when we're in our dreams. But the thing about that voice is, it's not like your biggest fan. It doesn't say, gosh, you look good today, or wow, that's a fantastic outfit you have, or you really nailed it on that one. Sometimes it'll tell you that, but for the most part, it's judging you, and it's tearing you down, and it's not empowering you. So let's talk about that today. I have a friend who I was talking to last week. She's up to a lot of amazing things, and she's this amazing individual who people are seeking out to work with her. And we were talking, and she just made one sentence that just tore herself down. And I said, wait a minute. Honestly, I can't remember what it was, but it was something like, I can't do this because of X, Y, or Z. But the truth was, she had already done it. And so I said, wait a minute, what do you mean you can't do it? You just spent the last 5 minutes telling me that you could, and now you're saying you can't. You're contradicting yourself. And I said, that's just that negative voice talking to you. It's not something that supports you, so we need to get that in check. And so we had this whole conversation about how do you get it in check. And I said, well, why don't you name it? So she said, well, I guess I could do that. What name should I come up with? And I said, what is a name that you can't stand? So she thought about it, and she came up with a name, but she had a hard time initially. And I said, what's a name that you can't stand? And I said, for me, I cannot stand the name Marcus. There's nothing wrong with the name Marcus. If your name is Marcus, congratulations. My name is not Marcus, but people couldn't remember Malcolm, and they would always call me Marcus, and it would just grate on my nerves. And so I named that little voice that doesn't empower me Marcus, because Marcus has no interest in me moving forward in life. He has no interest in talking to people or communicating or lifting other people up or lifting me up for that matter. So when that negative voice comes up, I'm like, all right, Marcus, you got to go. Because it's not the big me, capital I, Malcolm. I am Malcolm. It's not that. So I invite you to look for yourself at what would you call that voice? What's a way that you can name it so that you can distinguish it? Maybe thinking, why is Malcolm going on and on about this? And it's because when I talked to my friend, just 3 days later, we called hers Mrs. T. She's like, Mrs. T is nowhere to be found. So the minute that we acknowledged it, it disappeared. And it reminded me of martial arts, because Mrs. T is not gone. She's still going to have that voice that's going to be talking to her. That's not a surprise. But it reminded me of martial arts, because in martial arts, there's a situation where if you resist a punch that's coming to you, it's going to probably create more damage for you, and it's not going to work for you. Versus if you sidestep the punch or the kick, and you move the energy, kind of move your body and your hands in the same direction as that foot, then you just let the energy go. You don't resist it, so it doesn't go on. Think of it this way. Put your hand out and put your fist, ball your hand in a fist, and push it against your hand. Kind of like, I'm going to get you, sucker, kind of thing. So when you do that, if you push your palm against your hand, there's this force. And that, they kind of work against each other. But if you then stop pushing against your palm and let your palm push... let your fist push that palm, your fist goes through, that motion goes through, and that palm that's open and lets that fist go through, there's no resistance, so it just pushes your hand away to the side, and you just let that happen. It's the same thing. When you resist things, they persist. If you, like, your brain is an amazing thing. So if you keep saying to yourself, I'm not good at math, I'm not good at math, I'm not going to do well on this PAT test because I'm not good at math, guess what? You're not going to do good at math. But if you're like, you know, I'm good at math, now you're not all of a sudden going to become our Albert Einstein, but you're open to the possibility of it. And if you're open to the possibility of it, you could say, okay, if I'm good at math and I'm having a problem with this, what needs to happen? What do I need to check out, or what do I need to figure out? Same thing with you're a business owner and you're out there starting your business. Yeah, you're starting your business. You're not going to be this global tycoon who should have $1 million overnight. Now, that happens to some people, but in real life, that's just not real life for a lot of people. You need to put in the work. Just because you're not that global tycoon that everyone's spending all that money to know doesn't mean that you can't be there. They all started somewhere. They started with a business plan. They started with a low budget. They started with just a handful of patients or clients or whatever it is that you have. And they grew that over time. If you have consistent action over and over again, you're going to have incredible results. The problem is that people are like, I'm not good at it, I quit. And then they go to something else. And then they end up bouncing around, not feeling that they're good enough. We're talking about imposter syndrome. So imposter syndrome, I had a situation. I played the cello, and I was invited to play with the Philharmonic, which is a pretty big deal. But you have to know what you're doing to play in the Philharmonic. And in my mind, I was like, well, I'm not a professional musician. I can't play in this group. But that was ridiculous. I was invited to play. I looked at the music. Yes, I have to practice, but I can do it. I can read the music. I know how to follow the conductor. There are pieces that I'm having to spend a lot of time practicing, but I can do it. But I had to quiet the noise in my head. My mind was like, you're not ready. You're not good enough or whatever. And I was like, okay, you've been playing the cello for 38 years. You've had amazing teachers who have taught you how to tackle these things. Last weekend, I spent 2 hours on 16 measures of music, which is a lot of time on measures of music, but it paid off. When I got into rehearsal the next week, I had nailed that section. Now I have 14 other sections that I need to do before our concert. But the bottom line is, if I had listened to that little voice in my head that was like, you're not good enough, you can't be here, then I wouldn't be involved in the orchestra or the Philharmonic. So look for yourself at what opportunities are passing you by because you're talking yourself out of them. You think you're not ready. Because here's the thing. What I'll tell you is I'm in that Philharmonic and I am already a better player after a month and a half than I've been in a long time. I won't say ever in my life because I don't know that I can calculate that just yet, but my level of playing has jumped up a notch definitely in the last month because I'm stretching myself. The more you stretch yourself, the more you challenge yourself, the more you're going to step up to the occasion. It may be hard. Look, when you take things on for the first time, they're not easy. If they're easy, then it's not a challenge to you. You're not going to grow. But if you put yourself in situations where things are difficult and you need to stretch yourself, think differently, open your mind, consider new things, eliminate things that are getting in your way, it's going to have you up your game, raise the bar on yourself, and you're going to generate results that are unlike the things that you were already generating. Look in your life right now. If you look at your life 30 years ago, could you do some of the things that you're doing now? Maybe you're not even 30 yet. Maybe you're a younger listener, who knows? But my bottom line is that there are things you couldn't do. Go as far back as when you were an infant. You didn't know how to walk. You didn't know how to talk. You didn't know how to eat on your own. You didn't know how to dress yourself. You didn't know how to shower. You can do all those things. You don't even think about them. They're second nature. Tying a shoe used to be the most difficult thing on the planet and you hated it and all you wanted were Velcro shoes because that was easy. It was the easy way out. But then at some point you had to learn how to tie. Those are the basic things. If you can't give yourself credit for what you're doing now and what you've accomplished, go back to the basic things so you can prove to yourself that you can do things. there is no imposter in your world. The only imposter is the lie that the imposter is telling you, because it's telling you you shouldn't be here and that's not true. You should be there. If you're invited to the table, pull up that chair and be proud. Don't sit in the background and watch what's happening. There's a leader in every single one of you who's listening to this podcast. There's a leader in every single person that's in the world, but they just forgot it. It's been squished down. They believe all the noise that people told them when they were little, and then they built a whole life around it. And even for them, they can undo that and create incredible new worlds for themselves, because there is no such thing as an imposter in you. So take some time, write down for yourself what's important to you. What are your dreams? And what's keeping you from doing those? If you have a dream and it really speaks to your heart, go for it. You're not going to be great at the beginning, but the more you put information in your mind about it, the more actions you take, the more you're willing to get out there and fail and look stupid and have people laugh at you, but learn from how you grow and turn to the people who are succeeding and find out what they do and look to replicate that, the better you're going to be, and you're going to grow and enhance. And this could be an incredible year for you. So I wish that for you. That's all I'm going to say about that for now. This is Malcolm D. Smith. You've been listening to the True You podcast. I thank you for your time and your attention. Until next time, be good to yourself and remember to be the true you. Take care. The True You.